and welcome to the third episode of The Stories of India. Today, we're going to continue listening to the stories of Birbal. Just a reminder, this episode was made by Anchor. Anchor is a free website and app where you can make your own podcast, distribute it, add music, audio recordings, and sound effects for free. If you want to make a podcast, please use this website and app. Story number 9, A Twig in His Beard. As Akbar was thinking how to outsmart Birbal, he came up with a plan. He called a courtesan, or a minister, and gave him a ring and said, "Keep this ring with you. Do not hand it to anybody except if I tell you." The minister obliged, and the next day, Akbar said to Birbal, "Birbal, I have a problem. When I went to bathe, I left my ring on that cupboard. When I returned, it was gone. I'm sure somebody must have stolen it. I know you're a good astrologer, so please help me find the thief." Birbal knew Akbar was up to some mischief, so he pretended to be serious. He said, "Oh, your majesty, I must find this thief. Don't worry, I will find the thief in no time." Birbal walked up to the cupboard where Akbar pretended to put his ring. Birbal started questioning the cupboard. The king and his ministers were surprised, but didn't dare say a single word. After he was done questioning the cupboard, Birbal said to the emperor, "Your majesty, the cupboard has told me the thief. The thief has a twig in his beard." Immediately, the courtesan whom Akbar gave the ring touched his beard. Birbal pointed at him and said, "He is the thief." Akbar signaled the courtesan to give the ring to him. Akbar presented the ring to Birbal and said, "There is no one in the world who can counter your wisdom, Birbal. Please accept this as a gift from me." Story number 10, Pulling the Emperor's Mustache. One day in the court, Akbar had a strange question for his ministers. "If somebody pulls my mustache, what action should I take?" asked Akbar. Some courtesans suggested that the person should be hanged upside down, whipped 1,000 times, hanged to death, beheaded, and other types of cruel punishments. When Akbar asked Birbal, Birbal thought for a while and said, "Your majesty, I think you should give the person a box of sweets." The ministers gasped in surprise. How could Birbal say such a thing? The emperor wouldn't spare him this time. Akbar asked, "Birbal, what is your reason for this answer?" Birbal said, "Sire, there's only one person who'd do such a thing, your 3-year-old grandson. So giving him a box of sweets would be the best action to exhibit." The court clapped at Birbal's response. It was clear, there was nobody like Birbal. Story number 11, The Well and the Water. One day in the court, a strange complaint came. A farmer and his neighbor came, and the neighbor said that he sold his well to the farmer. Their neighbor continued and said, "Your majesty, it is right that I sold the well to the farmer, but I didn't sell the water to him." The farmer protested that right now, if he owns the well and the water is in his well, the man should pay for the water. Akbar asked all the ministers in the court, but none gave him any satisfactory advice. Finally, Akbar asked Birbal for his advice. Birbal asked the man who sold the well, "You said you sold the well to the farmer and not the water." The man confidently said, "Yes." Birbal said, "Now if the well is the farmer's and the water is in his well, you have to pay rent for how many days the water stays in the well. If you can't pay rent, remove the water at the earliest." The neighbor begged forgiveness from Akbar, and he learned his lesson to never make false claims. Story number 12, The Astrologer Predicts His Death. There was a very proud astrologer, so he always bragged how all his predictions came true. Akbar thought how this man could be taught a lesson. He summoned the astrologer to the court and said, "You say that all your predictions come true?" The astrologer fearfully said, "Yes." Akbar questioned him, "If all your predictions come true, tell me, when will you die?" The astrologer said, "Your majesty, I would like an hour to predict my date of death." Akbar said, "Yes, I give you an hour for your prediction." The astrologer immediately left for Birbal's house. He knew if he predicted a random date, Akbar could prove him wrong by ordering his death immediately. He knew only Birbal could help him in his time of distress. When he arrived there, he told Birbal of his problem. Birbal said, "I will help you. Just come with me to the court." When the two arrived in the court, Birbal said, "Here, your majesty, here is the astrologer you asked for." The astrologer said, "The time of my death is 3 days before your majesty dies." Akbar knew the astrologer had asked Birbal for his support, but he didn't want to die after 3 days. Story number 13, Magic Sticks. One day, a rich merchant went to take a bath and left all his gold on a rock. When the merchant returned after taking his bath, he saw that his gold was missing. He thought one of his 6 servants must have stolen the gold. So he summoned all the servants and questioned them about the robbery. All of them said that they didn't know anything about the gold. To solve the problem, the merchant went to Akbar's court. He said, "Your Majesty, my gold has been stolen. I think one of my servants has stolen it. Can you please solve this problem as quickly as you can?" Akbar looked at Birbal for an answer. Birbal said, "I'll help you." He called all the 6 servants and handed them each 1 stick. He said to them, "These are magic sticks. When kept with a thief, they will grow 1 inch overnight." All the servants took the sticks home, and the next day in the court, all the servants appeared and handed the sticks to Birbal. Birbal noticed that 1 stick was 1 inch shorter than the rest. He pointed to the servant that gave him the stick and said, "He is the thief. To escape detection, he cut off 1 inch from his stick. These are ordinary sticks, not magic ones." The merchant thanked Akbar and Birbal for solving the case so quickly. Story number 14, The Name of Panditji. There was a Brahmin, or a priest, whose name was Hariram. His ancestors were very learned and wise, and everybody called them Panditji. Brahmins were usually respectfully called Panditji. Hariram was very rich, but he lived like a normal man. He only had 1 desire in life, for people to call him Panditji. He went to Birbal to find a solution for his problem. Birbal tried to convince Hariram that names like Panditji didn't matter. Birbal said, "If that's what you want, here's my advice. Tell the first person that you meet that you don't like to be called Panditji." First thing in the morning, Hariram told a small boy, "Don't call me Panditji, I don't like it." Soon news spread that Hariram didn't like being called Panditji. Within a month, everybody was teasing him by saying, "Panditji, Panditji." Hariram was pleased and his wish was fulfilled. Story number 15, Who is Who? One day, Akbar and his ministers faced a strange problem. 2 men arrived in the court and both said that he was the master and the other person was his servant, and the servant had robbed his master many years ago and was pretending to be the master. Akbar was confused about who was true and who was false. Akbar asked Birbal, "Birbal, I am unable to figure out who is right and who is wrong. Please help me find out who is the servant and who is the master." Birbal said, "Your Majesty, I will figure out who is the master and who is the servant." Birbal called the executioner and ordered the 2 men to lay down on the floor. The executioner stood behind the 2 men, and so did Birbal. Birbal said, "I will meditate and figure out who is the servant. When I figure out, the executioner will kill him immediately." Birbal sat down and pretended to meditate. The 2 men could not see where Birbal was and where the executioner was. Suddenly, Birbal exclaimed, "This man is a thief! Behead him immediately!" The man who was the servant jumped up and said, "Please spare me! Don't kill me! I'm the servant! I'll never do anything like this again!" Akbar didn't kill him, but he gave him a 1-year jail punishment, and the master got justice just because of Birbal's clever trick. Story number 16, Comparisons. As usual, Akbar was looking for a way to outsmart Birbal. One day, Akbar thought of a plan. He said to Birbal, "Birbal, do you know the number of bangles your wife wears?" Birbal said, "No, sire." Akbar smiled and said, "There, you are an observant. If you were, you would know how many bangles your wife wears." Birbal said, "Since I don't wear bangles, I don't bother to count them. Besides, do you know how many hairs are in your beard?" Akbar said, "Birbal, how can you compare bangles with hairs?" Birbal said, "Let's go outside and catch some fresh air." Akbar knew that Birbal was trying to change the topic. He said, "So Birbal, have you admitted your defeat?" Birbal thought for a while, and as he went down the stairs, his face lit up in joy. He said to Akbar, "Sire, do you know how many stairs are in the palace?" Akbar honestly said, "No, Birbal, I don't." Birbal smiled and said, "Sire, you don't even know the number of stairs in the palace, and you expect me to know the number of my wife's bangles? The stairs are more visible than my wife's bangles. Hence, you should notice them more. Akbar once again was speechless because of Birbal's answer. Hi guys, thank you for watching the third episode of the Stories of India. This episode was made by Anchor. Anchor is a free website and app where you can make your own podcast, distribute it, add music, audio recordings, and sound effects for free. If you want to make a podcast, please use this website and app. So, you've been hearing through the stories of Akbar and Birbal for a really long time. It's been about 3 episodes so far, and I'm going to assure you, in the next episode, we're going to listen to something except Akbar and Birbal. But for then, keep listening to the stories of India. Thank you, and bye.